شن خفالت سيف يدبي اما خاطر هيرك داك داك خايف مشم طيئي. The person cuts a yerek, a vegetable, in small pieces, is chayiv mishum toichen. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. A mechatech a yerek kolush. We're speaking about a yerek which was not growing anymore. Umidistotam, and since the mechaber did not specify what kind of yerokis we are speaking about, mashme dafilu b'yerokis sheroi la'ochlon chayim. Even we're speaking about vegetables that are edible raw, gam kein vidalei d'yesh tina b'ochlon. So the Machaber holds that there is a din tchina ba'ichlem. That means even though it's edible, it seems that is the famous das a Machaber, that yesh tchina ba'ichlem. So if a person cuts a yerek in small pieces, he's chayev Mishum Toichen. Now, this is a very vague, what? Yeah, sure. Now, this is a very vague statement that small pieces, one is Chayev Mishum Toichen. The Biralocha brings down from the Yireyim the shir da kusam loy noida lono. That means we are saying a statement that by cutting up in small pieces a yerek, there's a chi of the araita of toichen, of grinding, one of the lama tesma lochid. And exactly when is it called for the small pieces? When is it not called small pieces? We don't know clearly, and therefore, as the thief will progress, we'll need guidelines to tell us how small or how big one should cut vegetables in Shabbos. But this is the first halacha. The Mechaber says that there's a chiyuv of toichen. That means even though perhaps the toichen and the Mishkin was, they grinded it into a powder, but they made from chit and kemach. Afalpikein, the chiv of toichen applies even though if it is not in a powder form, and it is made in smaller pieces, there's a chiv of toichen. Zakta the moral. The who adin the also lachtaif droidroid the chavuim lifnei zekeinet. One is not permitted to cut into small pieces droidroid dried fig the chavuim and boxer lifnei zekeinet. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lifnei Zekeinim, this is for Zekeinim. The union of Zekeinim is they find difficulty in eating these foods unless they are cut into small pieces. She'ein yecholim l'lo'asai, they can't chew it. Im lo'y yachtechenu dak dak. So the Gemara saying, this also will fall into the Issa. Now, in fifth test, we had heard that one is permitted to cut meat, cooked meat, or roasted meat, dak, 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 he's allowed to cut it up in small pieces, even for someone with difficulties in chewing larger pieces. One is permitted to cut it up in small pieces. So there we have it as permissible. And here, and there the Mishnah Berurah said the reason is, even though there are others that have difficulty in eating large pieces of meat, and that's why it has to be cut in small pieces, but we go, if live people can eat it in a larger piece, so we have a heta of ein chine ba'ichlim, since it is edible, it is capable to be eaten in larger pieces. So even though I'm cutting it up to make it accessible for the zakenim, there's no problem, because it is not considered I'm making it roi lachile, I'm making it edible, because it is edible in larger pieces also. That is what we have learned in Sif Tes by meat. Here we are learning by Cheruvim and Groigres that one is not permitted to cut into small pieces for the Zakenim, even though other people are capable of eating it in larger pieces. But I don't say we go bust a Ruba the Yalmet. I don't say that. I say that since for these people, the cutting it up is making it accessible to eat, so this is called Chila Ba'ichlam. So the Mishnah Berurah explains what is the difference in Sif Yud Beis and in Sif Tet. So he says, "Vayzlinim basa lubed alma to galael the Sif Tet linim b'sal kli." The hikiven shehu gedule kalke chamol yaisa. That means like this: this soul hetter, which we had before by meat, there are two tzedadim to be made. One thought to be made is ein chine ella begidule kalke, and there's a smore that holds that meat is not considered gidule kalke. Afilu, we will be machna and be chayish for the shita that holds that meat is considered gidule kalke, but there's a shita that holds ain't chinna ba'oichlen, but since it's roi lachile, so there's also no din chine. So this kula that we were making was only by meat, because there is a tzad to say b'chlau, there's no isa chine, since it's not gidule kalke. Ma she'ein kein, by cheruvim in groigres, which is zicha gidule kalke, so we will not be makel and say, well, since most people can eat it, there's no isa tchina ein tchina ba'ichlim. We will not be seimach on this kula. And for those who find difficulty in eating larger pieces of gregis and cheruvim, one is not permitted to cut it for them, because for them, the cutting is making it roi lachiva. The giving shuhu gidulei kalke chomol yaisa. Since it is gidulei kalke, we are machna, and we will not be makel to cut this up for zakenim, even though other people do not need this at all. Other people, that they don't need the small pieces of gregis, to cut up the gregis and throw them in small pieces. But since the zakenim do need it, so it is also for zakenim. Agav uche, there is a machlekes, the Magen Avraham and the Bir Halacha in this case. The Magen Avraham says something very interesting. and he's medayik from the lashon of the Gemara. One is not permitted to cut up gleigreis for zekeinim, because it would seem because the zekeinim need that it should be cut, it should be cut up in small pieces in order they should be capable of eating it. But it would seem not for zekeinim, but some of the healthy person, he can cut it up in small pieces. That is what the Magen Avraham says. And he's medayik from the lashon of the Rebbe, that it is also lifnei zekeinim. The Bir Halacha is chaylik on the Magen Avraham. But let us just give a little hakdama. The Bir Halacha says as follows. The Magen Avraham held, if there's any need to cut it up into small pieces, that means, let's say I have a salad, that the salad is eaten because the ingredients of the salad are cut up into small pieces, then the Magen Avraham holds, so we need this chituch, tak-tak, in order to eat the salad properly. That the Magen Avraham is moide, that one is not permitted to cut it up in small pieces. And that is the first halacha mechatei kayer daktak chayim mishum toichen. That is, if there is a need for mitzad the etzem machol, that is how the machol is eaten. Droigeret and chalubim, the Magen Avraham held, to eat droigeret and chalubim, there is no need to cut it up in small pieces. The derech achil is when one eats it normally with larger pieces. A zokein would need small pieces because he has difficulties in chewing. So the Magen Avraham says, in this case, for a zokein it is also, but for a person who is not a zokein, and he theoretically is not deriving any side benefit from that, as it's small pieces, he's permitted to cut it up in small pieces. That is the shittas of the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah is chaylik. He says it's always us in small pieces. He derives benefit. If he doesn't derive benefits, cutting up a food in small pieces is also out of place. And that what he says, Livne is the kingdom, because that he's giving a practical reason why he is cutting it up in small pieces. But there's no nafkamina in halacha if he's cutting it up in small pieces. There's no nafkamina in halacha, and whenever one cuts it up in small pieces, there's a chiyuv of teich. Before Shabbos, you got it up. Definitely. That's right. V'dafke peiret, v'chadoy v'chop, further in the Gemara, v'dafke peiret, v'chadoy v'lutha also, v'dafke peiret also, avul muta v'pane lechem livnei atal negoylet. But if one has bread, and one wants to now to crumble the bread which made on the government. So then, here there is also l'chayre, a process of trine, but this is permissible. Now, what is the maila of bread? The hoyo ukbar nidchas, because since the bread was previously ground already, the bread is not coming from something that was naturally a solid, and then I'm making it into small pieces. The bread is made from something that was put together and man-made. It was flour and then was put together, a dough was made. So things, the chibur, the previous chibur before the chibur, was a man-made chibur, not a natural chibur. So therefore, one is permitted to crumble it again, and there's no issue of trinah. We kunnen eigenlijk niet aan de deel, de heil kan niet gaan in lachers, de een tegen en ander tegen. Since it was previously, it's coming for something that previously was not one solid, so therefore it is with us. Lefale lehem, heino atullo lehochim ren, sheyoglu la'achel man uchtele kamei. That means we will see later there is a specific heta, or there are mekilen, that one is permitted to cut, to cut the small pieces right before the sudeh, but that's a heta in Meleches Tchineh, but here where we have a new heta of Ein Tchina Achen Tchineh, so this can be done as soon as the first going to eat it in an hour. That what the Mishnah Berurah asked is very interesting. I don't know why. In Dershot, he brings down from the Chayodom. Chayodom says that if one wants to break up into small particles, masses, or crackers, one should do it right before the sudeh, if possible. So for some reason, we don't accept this kula that it can be done at all times. No, if it's impossible to do, we can be taymach on this kula. But if possible, one should do this right before the sudeh. The hoyo, since it was already ground, the hoyo kvar nitchan ein lochush, but to the whole heter is because it was previously ground. Ulefite ulefare could break up into small pieces. Tapuche adome, potatoes, the yerokis, lifnein, that's like we're talking about, if you want, it's the chicken. So the chickens we said were permitted to give it to them because it was previously ground. We are not grinding a salad. But if a person wants to cut up potatoes or yogurt to give for chickens or other animals, to Moshe Neigim, Lifnei Beheime, Ba'ovei G'dayloi, that the one that gives them the food particles to eat, also, here I don't have the heter of Ventechen, Achatechen, Eli Im Kain, Nida, it's only one heter which will have soon. He should be Nisa, she doubled the Shomuch, Vachiloshto, Mamish. That it should be cut up right before the going to the Fuchtel Kameis. Only call looking, he said, even though I just said a heta, one is permitted to cut up food in small particles to give this to an animal if he's going to give it some machlachiwe. But one should not rely on this heta. Kai v'nochein lizoyel v'yachtech taktak. One should be careful, and when he's cutting up for animals, it should not be small pieces. Alachaditichai gedaylech tas. Should be larger pieces. Ubetras. Neitehaime babaza yeshli zoyabaza. Buchdala kamon besinin shinchavdala tivdain. The ain litroyach the dover shaloi lecho beloinde. That means by a behemoth, there is a halacha. If the behemoth could eat this mako without I should be toyeach to make it better for him, that means the behemoth could eat larger pieces. And well, I want the behemoth on the cover of Shabbos. I want to make smaller pieces for the behemoth. So there's an issa. This is not a good intent. There's an issa. One is not permitted to be tzireach for a pain. So the mele, so he's saying there are two shaila. There's one shaila of toichen, and in the in Malachas toichen we will learn there are oichanim that one could cut it even in small pieces. There's a mocking lahokil. But when it's coming to a behemoth, and theoretically the behemoth can eat it in larger pieces, then there's a new issue that one is not permitted to be tereach himself l'tzoche behemoth Shabbos. So that's what he's saying over here. So if the behemoth could eat larger pieces, so one can make sure to make larger pieces because this tisser is also in Shabbos for a behemoth. Now, let us go further. So, the vial we have, as we said, there's a chiyuv of a person called a yerech dakdak, and then we said that by bread, there's a heter to make it dakdak als a teich and ach a teich. Now, the more continues, and the more says, a mazadikre kiddush. This whole Issa and this whole chiyuv that we said applies when a person cuts up a vegetable in small pieces, l'mayri ella b'chaytech u'meniach. That means he's cutting it, and at the present time he's not eating it, he's going to eat it later. He cuts it up an hour before the meal, and then until later, it's needed by the meal. And that, there's a chiyuv chatos for doing this. Abo, im la'ochloi liyad. But what is, if I'm going to eat it right away? It's right before the meal. We're going to eat in 15 minutes. And in these 15 minutes, the balabaster cuts up the salad in small pieces. Now, we should have the salad by the Suda. Avo im la'ochloi miyad ha'keil shodim. It is permissible. And this is a kula of the Rashbe. Mizi da'havi ha'poirer mechel miyad de'shori to the lalkim in shinyote. So the Rashbe made a comparison Meleches Teichen to Meleches Boyer. The halacha is, by Meleches Boyer, if a person is in the midst of eating, and there is a mixture of oichel and psoilus, so the din is as follows. If he takes out the psoilus, he's chayim chatos, that's Boyer. If he takes out the oichel, he's doing the exact same accomplishment. He's separating the oichel from the psoimus. But if he takes out the oichel, this is derech achilin. Like I call, he's fixing the machel. He's eating. That's how he's eating. And he's eating. He wants to make sure to eat the oichel and not the machel. Now, in this halacha, the one is permitted, b'shas achilin, to take out the machel and eat it. It is permitted to do this before the suda also. Right before the Suda, if he has oichel and psoilus, and let us say, for example, he has a mixture of almonds and raisins, and he doesn't want by this Suda to eat raisins, only almonds. So right before the Suda, he's allowed to take out all the almonds, and this will be eaten by the Suda. And this is called derech achila, not derech breda. I'm taking the oichel. I'm not eating now, but it's the right before the Suda. This is mutter. So the Rashba was machadish. There's a malacha of toichen. There's a malacha of toichen to take a yerek and cut it up and small pieces. That is a malacha, the rice of toichen. But the Rashba says, if you are doing this right before the Suda, just like if I'm going to eat a carrot, I'm not equipped to stick the whole carrot in my mouth. I can cut up the carrot in pieces to eat it conveniently. So that ice instead, you allow to cut up the carrot in small pieces, because this is called tenach achilev. If this is right before the sutif, we do not consider this as being mishaken doiko, but that's my item. That's how I'm eating. I'm cutting up the macho in order to eat it conveniently. This is Ashita Karak. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'chol v'loy ma'iri koi gam al chitoch yelek dat amusko b'reishati, which we said is also, but that is after, if he's going to cut it up, is put it away for later. But if it's v'och loy miyad, v'hu adin, the echot yochim machtish, I can cut it up for someone else also. It's a element that I'm eating it. Just like my boys, I'm not going to eat the amen. But the people by the Sunnah eat the amen, I'm allowed to separate the amen for the Mitzvah Hasidu, and that's called Derech Achiwe. So even though I'm not going to eat the salad, I'm cutting up now the salad in small pieces that the other people who are eating the salad should never eat the salad with small pieces. This is permitted according to the Rashman. And here, this show he brings down, I can do this for a goy also. Just like I can do this for a fa'imer, I can do this for a goy. That means this is called derech achila. Right before the achila, this is the shita's harajbe, that one is allowed to cut it up in small pieces. So this is called derech achila. Now, let us see what the reason is. Hakeru shows everything is mutter. Hatam, what is the reason? Meshayer shein tchine, it is not called the balocha of tchine, of grinding is only shemachatech is fakir. So ishat shem trinik shemachatech is not a person. He said a person is cutting with a knife. Yerek in small pieces. Elok b'teichem onir. Then it's considered I'm preparing the macho. But I'm not eating it now. Avo today lechel miyaz. Tadei di shori. This is the Shita Farajbe, Shulei Okulei Oshu Al Ha'odom Mechel Macholei. They did not ask them, this is the Shita Farajbe, they did not ask a person who is eating a machol how he should cut the machol. But because daily, like Tanais, if I'm eating, I can eat it however I feel comfortable eating it. If this is called achilas and not chilas. In Cain, avi derech achilas bekach. So this is called derech achilas. Vohu adin, imeshen hayerek tak tak lifnei atal negoilam. The same thing. שייך ומייד גם כן שוי. הויום ומזייני שון הולך אופסיל. It is his responsibility to see that the Avnagelum should eat, and then again, they need it should be cut off that track, so this is permissible. Shoy. This is the law said it is permissible. But now the Mishnah Berurah says, but we have to know it is not kosher. V'yesh mechak b'kin al hetar yideh. One has to know that there are chinkim on the Rashbe. This kule, that's right before eating, tak tak is mutter. There are breiskin that hold that this is also. V'gal v'dei sh'yosef kosav, so the sh'yosef who brings down this Rashbe writes, sh'af mi sh'mechaben lechel miyad. Even a person is going to eat right away, גם כן יזויה מחתך לחתיכי כדי לא יחד. One should not rely on this Rashba, because there are many Goyskin who hold that there's an issue skiller to cut up Yerik that sack with a knife. And there are the Goyskin that hold that this is not Mutter, a fellow Samos Mesuda. They bring down a Leidenic Lashon of the Chazaynish. The Chazaynish said, "Umi lo yefachei lahayreis heta be'isof skila." Who is there a person that is not afraid to give a, with playing with fire over here? Because the Chazaynish, with all due respect, I follow the smutter in the Hanami. But me la yefache lo heise seta is a little skewer. And other Yishayim don't hold up the seta. So, just to rely on the remark as well, I'll do this. If that's in 20 years, I'll go up and say, where's the remark? He was my fa- No, it's not so much. So therefore, the Meishayim says, we should make sure when we cut up in Shabbos, it should be the daily task. Umitam the kosu kama choyim, kam keif the zochim lishnai kamaisha kosov abeish yosef. Now, this guideline of the daily task, we have to know exactly what are we speaking about. Dot, small pieces. We are afraid that it is also. Could be it's an issue skill. She being zealous to pass. So others say that the zealous pass means that this is not what one normally cuts during the week. That means during the week what one makes salad for the taste of the salad, the convenience of the salad, one makes small pieces. That's what he does during the week. He should make sure when he's doing the Shabbos, it should be larger than the pieces he cuts during the week. That is one way to understand what should be done. There's a very interesting machlokes. If one is permitted to shave thin slices from a carrot, like it's very thin, but it's not that much. I have a long piece of a carrot, but it's tissue thin. What is this called? So it's very interesting. There's a big machlek, is it? The place I shall come, and the Rabbi Yashiv, all that's called a stack. It's also called backpack. It's not so limited to be a small piece. If you're making a tissue thin, that's also called backpack. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Moshe, Rav Nissim Karelis, are makers. So we agree on like to make thin slices. Is there a problem with this? Is that a problem? So we agree on machlekes, apreskes. Okay, so now, omikol lokes. So now the Mishnah Berurah continues. Hanoyagin lachtich apsolet. What's knowing dak? You come to someone and they're cutting this dak. She'll go, Shabbos, Shabbos, no. Ein limchais to yodom. Listen, if they're doing this, I'm telling you what is proper to do. It's not kedai to be saying the handel and more in the Rashbis. Because this chokes. But if a person will do this and they'll cut it in limchis to yodom, the yesh lahem al mishi yismoichu, they have someone to rely on. The Rashbis will more asking like the Rashbis. But, Baal Kol Tomim, also Masis, as you see, is based on Knesset. Now, the Rebbe said, who is making this salad, she can't go and make the salad, and then she's going to go out with the kinfolk to feed her husband. and they're going to walk home together. I'm sorry. That is also, that's not called before the Seder. Before the Seder, and then he says, Malkupon of Asulasi, that he sees Beit Knesset, they're out of shul, they're coming home already. The Me'ilon, Stomach, was to the Mamish, in order to have this cooler of the last bed has to be Stomach to the Mamish, which should cause the visiting and shin your test when you buy them. Someone who cut onions or radishes, that show an hour or shayim kindness that today. So the Chofetz Chaim paskin, Kogil Adova Leimer Shechayet Chatzis, he's a Machalo Shabbos. He did not, but of course, he should know he's Machalo Shabbos. Vavitzolim Asuvu Vachilas. You're not allowed to eat. It's finished. That means that something, a person with Machalo Shabbos, Bishoigik. So just like a person cooks Bishoigik. Malachi the right said it's also Bachilas. So a person was Taichen Bishoigik. That's number one. The gam da'or, and if you do it too early before the Seder, also mishum boyza, I beside the simon bahago, kei kosov b'chaye yodom. That means like this, if you peel an onion, so the emission, when you peel an onion, you are taking the psalif from the oichel. That's what you're really doing. But there's no issue of boiler because that's the derech chila. Just like when you peel a banana, that's how you eat a banana. I take the peel from the machel. That's called derech chila. So a peel of onion is also called derech chila. But it's only called derech chila if I'm going to eat it right away. If you're going to peel the onion an hour before we do this, so it got me poison, there was a hill of the rice of fire, and it got me toxin. There were two things. But I am a bit of a the hectish is a hill. Now let us. The area of the more that was Mako Samachlis to them. I know. That is after if you cut it with a knife. You have a knife, you're cutting it to small pieces, and linchai the other. Avo b'kli amiyuches l'kach. Now he speaks about a hakmes, so that means something, a type of a knife that you go and chop the food with it. Avok shechayt chay bekli amiyuches lekach nire da also bechol gavnik shechayt chay dak. That means this is not called derech achila. The Mishnah is saying as follows: there's a heta of derech achila. When one eats, one cuts with a knife. When one is chopping with a hakmeser, he's not eating; he's preparing the food. So he wants to tie this that you don't have the heter. You don't, he says, just what in the Bir Allah, he explains it just like by boiler. The heter is only mutter if one does not use a utensil to make the brazer before the achille. He's only brazer for yards. So here the heter is also, you're cutting the way you cut normally with a knife. That's called derech achille. If you can use a hakmeser, so he says, so could be there's an issa of toichen. The gamba boire gufe in the chli amiyuche lebreire. The chol gam nechayik chloel b'shin yotes. Olefi zem istavro diyesh li zoyer. Bameshe noigim lachtech b'solim dak. The meaning is that they cut up the onions in dag leluach piyote. They chop up onions with herring. Shalom yechav, and they do this before the Seder. This will be served by the Shabbos taking Seder. שלו יחדכם בכלי שקוראים הקמטר. One should not use a hackmeter to chop it up. תפשיד לחושב ככלי המיוחד. רק בסקין בעלמה. One should use a hackmeter. So here is Mesupri Kupri, there's an Israel, either an Israel the Eraita or an Israel the Habonon, to use that this is not called Derech Achilu, this is called Derech Prit. וגם בלבו היא עושה משום עובדת אחר כנאו בספיפיות, תמיד אפילו we will say that there's no איתה תחינה, but it's איתה עושה על עובדת אחר we had before that one should not great chief on the greater. That means even though there is no איתה of תחן by chief, because it's not Gedulei Kalka, we have it as well, it's not Gedulei Kalka, and Trina Boichlin, but Al Kapono, a greater should not be used out of the Dachil. So here he says, here we're speaking about the Yeloki, that there is an Yisrael Teichon, to come in as an Yisrael Teichon with a Hakmeser, but if not, it's Yisrael also out of the Dachil. Now, it is very interesting, there's a machlokes between the Chazon Ish and Rabbi Yishev. According to the Rashba said that one is permitted to cut us into small pieces right before the Suda. This was called Derech Achil, and this is the Shittas HaRashba. Even though it's Toichen, but that's called Derech Achila. So the Chazon Ish says it's only Derech Achila, I'm cutting it in small pieces. What if I'm mashing it, which is also an Issa of Toichen? He says that there's no Heta Samach Vesuta. And there he talks about to mash a banana for a baby, to mash banana with the teeth of a fork, for a baby. So he said before the Suda, I think we will rely on the Hashve, and we will say that before the Suda is Muta, he says, that's cutting in small pieces. That's called Derech Achila. That's how you eat. Mashing is considered a procedure which is done to be mistaken the mouth. That's the call. I mean, that's how it's Derech Achila. So he asks us to mash before the Moshe is Chayrut, a Moshe own, according to the Rashba, this will also be put. So we have a very interesting machlokes between the Moshe and the Chazon Ish. Right, now let's go a little further. Now we'll speak about other types of Toichet. Hamefader Chatichas Ti, Shenilkav. A person has a piece of wood that it became rotten, and by rubbing it, it gets into small particles. Boita mimeno pulver, pulver this is like, it becomes small particles. What? I can't hear. I don't know if it's gunpowder, I don't know if it means gunpowder, it could be, it means the type of the component he's taking a piece of rotten wood and he's making it into some type of the small particles. This is Teichen. The Hein Amabarel Royal Orpho. A person has some dirt, mud, and he breaks it into small particles. It's also chayiv mishum teichen. And that's why there's a whole shy when a person has mud on his shoes, that's a portion to take it off out teichen of the mud. The chayin ha-leiser eitzen, a person will saw wood, lehoneis in the seizer shalan, he wants to use the sawdust. So the sawdust that he acquires from sawing the wood is toichen. On yashav loshin shel matchis, or a person will file some metal, Shikain and Pilin, the Lashon Ashkenaz, he wants to pile it, and also to get small particles. Chayin, so this is a Nisha Nirayshin, Nisha Yoko, Chiyoshu, the Hoshu. And here, there's no Shira Magregris, the Shira Akosho. Vamachate, Aizin, Dak. The person cuts pieces of wood into small particles, but Aizon's tannin is making it very small. In Dizek Mehem, he wants to make them small, say Lavasho, Kitroyus, Mibeya, Chayiv. So he's Chayiv Altstoichen, just like we said that a Yerik dot is Chayiv Altstoichen. So to take a piece of wood and cut it into small pieces, also Chayiv Altstoichen. But if he's cutting into large pieces, okay, he wants to cut up wood in large pieces for a certain size. Of cutting something into a specific size.